நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
ஹலோ, திஸ் இஸ் குலசேகரம் சஞ்சயன். ஐ ஹேட் தி ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி டு இன்டர்வியூ சக்திதரன், தி ரைட்டர் அண்ட் கோ டிரெக்டர் ஆஃப் த பிளே த ராங் காட்ஸ். ஹியர் இட் இஸ். Greetings, Shaktidharan.
Hello.
Congratulations on the opening of your latest play, The Wrong Gods, which is now running at Belvoir Street Theatre in Sydney through the end of May. The play Correct. Explores a dramatic clash between the old and new worlds at the heart of India. What inspired you to explore this theme?
Two things inspired me. One was how to cherish and relish the way nature takes care of us, at the same time as deal with the ways that it also hurts us. And I feel like that's one of the big questions facing humanity at the moment. And we have to grapple with both of those questions in order to answer it, the way it protects us and can hurt us. And I think that we have that battle inside ourselves. There's the controlled parts of ourselves and the wild parts of ourselves. We have to figure out a way to bring them together. And then when I was thinking about these themes and how to write them, I remembered a time I'd spent living with communities in India along the Narmada Valley, and they were involved in the protest against the dam construction there. And we had made some artistic work at that time with them and about what they went through, and they wanted us to make more. And I never figured out the right setting for that until I started looking at these ideas, and I suddenly realized that that was the perfect inspiration for it. And this play is not a documentary account of that by any means, but it's certainly inspired by that setting and what they went through. And it's a kind of fictional origin story for what a group of people might do in that situation. So they're the like thematic inspiration. And then the personal one, I guess, is to do with parents and children. And the story is really about a mother and a daughter who are engaging in that battle between the old and the new. You talked about how to find a way to reconcile or bridge that divide between generations who are at different points in history.
So I had this as a question, whether the play is based on real events or is it a fictional interpretation influenced by historical and contemporary realities, but I think you have touched on that. Could you share some insights into your creative process for this production? Did you directly involve with the indigenous communities in India when you were in the Narmada River area, consult with activists, or was it also you were informed through secondary sources?
The elements of the play that have to do with the Narmada Valley all came from being with them. So living with Adivasi tribes there, and also living with activists who were there, sleeping on the same bed as the farmer with lots of chickens underneath us, and killing a chicken with them and eating it together, even though I was vegetarian at the time, which I didn't tell them. Just being inspired by their resilience, really, but also the way that that struggle united different parts of India who don't normally spend time together. Middle-class India and regional or remote India. And there are things in the play, there are certain statistics in the play that are facts. But for me, I didn't want to write a play about the Narmada Valley, because then it becomes a story about how well those things were represented. And the conversation becomes about that specific event in time. And for me, what I was really interested in is the fact that there's been a huge cost to every city that's on this planet. And there's been a huge cost to progress, despite all the benefits it's given us. And I think we've never really had a real conversation about whether we wanted those costs or not, and whether it's been worth it. And I think theatre is a way we can go, let's put aside the way that we're supposed to talk about things, and let's roll up our sleeves and have a real conversation about the best things progress has given us, and the unimaginable horrors it's also enacted upon this world. And then let's talk about whether we're okay with that cost or not. And who has to bear it? And so that was what I was really interested in. So the play is a work of fiction inspired by real events, but it's really about the fact that we can't distance ourselves from it, because anyone who's listening to this who lives in a city, there's also been those costs for that city you live in to exist. And so, yeah, I wanted to write a fable-like story that was able to stretch across to all the places that have undergone modernity, so that we can talk about how comfortable we are with the things that have had to be done for the comfort we've gained.
River Delta in India are not only the places that are going through this. In South America, I think it's all over the world that this conflict is happening, right?
I think so too. And the places where we don't think it's happening is because those stories have been silenced. I think it's happening everywhere.
Script is very powerful and nuanced with humor. Some critics have noted a few things that I would like to share with you. One is that it uses minimal theatrical spectacle compared to your previous productions.
Mm.
Any comments?
I haven't read the reviews. I don't read reviews. That's an interesting thing for them to say. I mean, it's entirely true. two things I'd say about that. One is that this is a quieter play, and it's a play about four people, a mother and a daughter, and that their unlikely alliances with visitors to the valley. And it's a play about what they go through, and it encourages audiences to lean in and to journey with them. I had one friend who said that Canny and Cracking is like a circus compared to this play. You know, and I think it's really interesting about to go whether or not theatrical works that aren't laden with tricks are allowed to have a voice too. But the second thing I would say is that theatre is one of the last places in the world where we can properly grapple with the biggest issues that face our world. Like, I don't think the mainstream media can do it anymore. And I think social media has made people very tribalized. But in theatre, we all gather to listen in and have the opportunity to talk about things on a human level. And that's what I try to do in my writing. I try to take the big issues that we're facing and make them human again so that we can understand them and talk about them honestly. And in its purest form, that requires a different kind of storytelling. And that's what's in The Wrong Gods. And I also love lots of different type of art. And I find it very interesting when people think artists should stay the same. Because I don't consume one type of art, so nor do I want to make one type of art.
Yeah, the other thing, humanizing, there was another comment that one of my fellow audience mentioned, that you have portrayed the representative of the corporate world either as a very cunning person or very compassionate person. And there was a bit of confusion amongst us. Was that on purpose?
There are two people who end up in the corporate world, the play. Both of them are driven by really good intentions, and both of them end up betraying their ideals. And both of them do think they had to go on the journey they had to anyway when they faced the pros and cons of what they did. And I think I really want people to face that. And I think what's really interesting for audience members is to go, well, am I comfortable with the costs of the things that I've done? I mean, if so, I should speak about it honestly and say that it's, yeah, I'm okay with it. And so some people come into the show and see kind-hearted people doing their best. Some people come into the show and see those characters as cunning. And my provocation back to you is that it reveals more about the person than it does about me, what their response to those characters are. And that's not a bad thing. It means we can all have a more honest conversation about what we think. Don't we all have these divisions within ourselves? Someone else who was sent some feedback through to someone who worked at Belvoir and said that Nimala, the farmer character, is where their heart will always lie. And Isha and Lakshmi, the corporate characters, is where their brain will always lie. And I think that's a beautiful response to the play.
Indeed.
And what do we get defensive about, you know, is an interesting question. If the things that our heart has led us towards, things that our brain might be at odds with, who will we side with and where will we feel defensive? And I think it's great if a theatre piece unleashes these mix of feelings in people. And like you said, there's also lots of humour and fun and joy amongst that. And it's important to celebrate that too.
Finally, Shakti, what can audience look forward to next from you?
Oh, what am I allowed to talk about? Well, I do have more stories coming. There are a couple more Sri Lankan stories.
Same format or different format?
They might be different formats. That's all I can say. And definitely more plays coming. That will be a return to the more epic format of my previous two plays.
You are a busy man. Thank you very much for your time and your comments, Shakti Dharan. We wish you all the very best on behalf of SBS Radio Tamil. Thank you very much.
Thank you always for your interesting questions.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.